You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Also, be sure and visit our webpage at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So on the Doug Haldeman Show, it's about real estate, it's about finance, and it's about money. But frequently, things that stand in the way of us being able to do that are ourselves. It's not only our mind, but sometimes physically our body too. So I want to invite in a really good friend of mine and somebody I look up to a lot. I wanted to bring into the studio. I have Matt Brown, the owner of Sweat in Clayton. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
You're welcome, Doug, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. You and I have been friends for 23 years now.
I guess it has been that long.
Yeah, 23 years ago this month we met. Pledge brothers in the same fraternity up at UMSL. A little bit's changed since then.
A little bit's changed, but in a way, not much.
Although I have to say, you don't really look much different.
Well, that's the fitness and the health, but you look good too. You know, the one thing I always like about you and I is no matter where we are in life, we can always stop and just reconnect, and it's like no time has passed.
I love friendships like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we may not talk for a few months or something, but then you
pick right back up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And over the years, you've taught me a lot about fitness, and you've motivated me a lot. And fitness carries over into so many other areas of our life. So, you know, here we are in the new year, and I want to jump in. You know, I guess first to tell a few of your credentials, because I know you ended up graduating from SIUE with athletic training and sports medicine program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I attended an internship program while I was in college at SIUE, and we had a pretty extensive athletic training and sports medicine program, and we were working with the teams and setting up strength and conditioning programs, and we were working with, like, say, the basketball team, and we were doing treatment on them and taping them and getting them ready for games and going and participating on the side, you know, if there's anybody injured or anything like that. And I learned a lot about the body at that time, and I learned a lot about injury, and I learned about how to diagnose some injuries, and I learned how to treat them. And, you know, that's something that has been invaluable in my industry as a personal trainer and a gym owner.
Absolutely. I could understand how really knowing the body would be really vital with what you do. And I think that a lot of trainers probably know it pretty well. But very few will actually have a college degree in that area.
Yeah. You know, but there are a lot more opportunities out there now for people to have college degrees in that area. You know, sports medicine and athletic training programs are picking up at universities around the country. Even the smaller universities that never had them in the past are starting to have them now. And there are degrees in exercise science and kinesiology and whatnot, and there are a lot of personal trainers in the industry who are coming in with those college degrees, and that's really a good thing for the industry.
Some good credentials.
Yeah, and it's really upped the standard for the industry.
Yeah, because a certified personal trainer is one of the certifications you have, and it's probably pretty common in the industry, I would assume. Is that kind of the gold standard of what people have to have?
Yeah, you know, years ago, you didn't have to have one per se, but now that the personal training industry is booming, you definitely want to have a certification under your belt, and you know, obviously you're going to have that certification to have some sort of insurance.
Right. Well, and you know, it's something that makes you stand out too, because I would think that certification helps. And it's interesting because you are booked up more than almost any trainer I've ever met. But you don't advertise, and you don't even ask for referrals, and you know, all you do is do such a good job that people just keep coming in.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love seeing businesses that are set up that way. So let's get into the meat of this material here, because I have some questions around. You know, it's the new year. A lot of people set New Year's resolutions, and you never see a gym as crowded as January every year. I mean, is it just a madhouse every January with everybody coming out of the woodwork with their resolutions? I mean, what's that like from your perspective? Do you just have to shake your head sometimes, or what do you think?
You know, I enjoy it. And I enjoy it because I like to see people set a goal for themselves. I think it's important. You know, if you don't have an end in sight, you can't take the first step.
Right.
So,
begin with the end in mind, like Stephen Covey says.
Yeah. you know, I didn't know I was quoting him, but
that was
what the
good.
Heck, I'll take it. You know, you have to have a game. You know, you have to have a game to play. And in order to do that, you have to create a goal.
I love it. I love it. So those people come in and they're all fired up, but we also know, well, I mean, I guess, so first off, you do think that you know, New Year's resolution around health and fitness can be a good goal, I'm assuming. So that's not a bad resolution, right?
No, it's a great resolution. You know, it's from my perspective, I look at it's an opportunity or a potential for me to get a hold of somebody who wants to make a change. And, you know, hopefully connect with them in such a way and set them up on a good program so that we can keep them going throughout the year.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Matt Brown, the owner of Sweat in Clayton. It's a personal training gym. And so, Matt, where is it that the resolutions go south on people? Like, why is it that so many of them fail that by February 1st, those numbers are way down?
That's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
I'll keep it simple. They make it the resolution is too big, right? They make it too big. You know, more often than not, when people say that they want to make the New Year's resolution to get in shape, they're looking back. They're looking back to how they used to be.
Right.
Right?
Right.
This, you know, I used to do this. I used to run 12 miles a week. I used to go to the gym and hit the weights 3 days a week. And I used to do this and I used to do that. And, you know, if it was in the past, you're older now.
Right.
Right? And
and have a lot more complications in our lives, too, with kids.
Yeah,
and
life's different.
Work and...
Exactly. So, you know, they want to jump in. They want to go too fast, too hard, and they want to get there yesterday. And it doesn't happen like that. People don't get out of shape in a week. And you're not going to get in shape in a week, you know. And if you used to run 12 miles a week, you're going to have to slow down. You know, you're going to have to start that off in small bites. And that's why I'm in business.
Right.
You know,
right.
I found that more often than not, my role as a personal trainer, and I try to instill this in all my trainers, is to slow people down, show them that we can get them to the goal, but we're not going to do it tomorrow.
Right. The fastest distance between two points is not always a straight line.
Correct.
Like people think that, okay, I'm just going to, you know, try to go for it, and all of a sudden they're so sore the next day they can't even get up, or they get injured, or something happens.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just that's what being a good coach is. Being a good coach is looking at someone's goal, getting to know them and how they operate, and setting up a structure inside of that that will allow them to succeed. And probably the number one thing that I've come to learn in this industry is you have to give people room to fail a little bit inside of that. And that's another reason why I think that New Year's resolutions fail, is people don't give themselves room to trip up.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? You give them room to trip up. What does that look like?
Well, they'll say things like, you know, I'll never skip another workout in 2014, right? I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to have a soda in 2014.
I'll never have pizza again.
Right.
I'll never.
You know, yeah, you will. So, yeah, you're going to have a pizza. You're going to have soda. You're going to skip a workout, and that's okay.
So on the types of resolutions to avoid, can we pretty much put the all never? Could that go on that list?
Yeah, yeah. Don't. Skip the I'll never, and this is going to sound funny, but there are things you know you won't keep. And a lot of times I see people try to force that resolution on themselves. Like, you know, I'll never skip another workout. Yeah, you will.
Right,
something's going
right.
to happen. You're going to be tired. You're going to want to sleep in. Yeah, you're going to skip another workout. It's okay. Let's get right back on the horse.
You know, it's interesting because an equivalent of that in my industry is that I help people that are financially out of shape and they haven't been on a written budget. And when I start talking about budgeting with people, sometimes it's like I'm spraying a mace in the air. You know, they're allergic to it. And I have to like calm them down and tell them, listen, just because you're going to get on a budget doesn't mean that you have to give up every one of your vices. Just budget those vices in.
Right.
First step is to get them to budget, because I know once they start budgeting, then they'll start realizing how much money they spend on certain things, and they'll start to tone it down over time.
The number one conversation in my industry that people do not want to have is nutrition.
Right.
They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And if I ask 10 people for a food log, one of those will bring me the food log the next day, and the rest of them I have to ask a few times, and I totally get it. Right. I understand. You know, you don't want to be found out,
right?
And you don't want to look at something, whether it's finances or whether it's food, like you can never do this again. Like this is gone. And I think it's a great point that you brought up that, you know, you have to budget those things in. Budget in a cheat day for your fitness.
Right, because you know you're going to do it.
Budget in a cheat day for your nutrition. Right.
You know you're going to do it.
Budget in
what's your financial advice?
What's
your diet advice?
Yeah.
What is it? You know, because everybody has something. Like for me, ice cream is one of my vices. I love ice cream. And, I might tone it down, but I'm not going to, like, commit to no longer eating ice cream.
Right. If you completely kick it to the curb, next thing you know, you're eating a gallon.
Right. Yeah, because then you feel like you've lost something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a scarcity, and then you really want what you can't have.
And then you feel really horrible about yourself if you eat it.
Right.
You know, I just had a gallon of ice cream. It's over.
Well, I want to continue this conversation because I have several more questions, because I want to be able to ask the question that how will staying in shape make you more money this year? So coming up, we're going to continue the conversation with Matt Brown from Sweat to help us be at our best in 2014. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.